Hi there. The word for you today is on Midnight Madness. In Matthew 25 and 6, in one of his parables, Jesus used the words, "And at midnight a cry was heard." You've probably heard the story of the five wise virgins and the five foolish ones. Jesus told it. A requirement for being allowed to participate in a wedding in those days was that your lamp had to be burning. But when the bridegroom showed up, five of these virgins were out of oil. So they said to the other five, "Give us some of your oil." But they said, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you." So while they went back to town to buy oil, the wedding started, and they were locked out. Now Christ's parable teaches us four important lessons. Number one, the foolishness of depending on somebody else. Your mother and father may have been great Christians, but that won't get you into heaven. You must accept Christ as your own personal Savior. Number two, it shows us the futility of last-minute preparations. The Bible says, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. Now remember, Jesus is teaching about the kind of people who will be alive when he returns. So here's the question. Are you putting salvation off until you're old? I'd like to ask you, what if you don't live that long? The third thing this parable reveals is the finality of judgment. Jesus said, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other five virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you." Sobering, isn't it? And finally, this parable shows us the fallacy of morality. Think about this. They were all virgins, morally pure, yet five were shut out. What does that mean? That means your character and good works won't get you into heaven. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, "By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Let me ask you, are you ready to meet the Lord? If not, put your faith in him today and get ready.